Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we'll be discussing about Islamic upbringing, about children and youth, where we get our information from the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And joining us today is Sister Salma Khalfan, a respected Islamic researcher who will be enlightening us on this matter. Salaamu alaikum, dear Sister Salma, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine.
So we've been having a couple of questions that we would be hoping you could answer. And if you don't mind, I will just get right to it.
Sure.
So the question is, how do I cultivate the love of worship to my teenage children?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a great challenge in today's world that we see everything is, you know, so much filled with materialism. So how to inculcate this sense of worship is very important, and I really find this very necessary to talk at length about.
Yeah.
Because I want to also involve how to, you know, inculcate that from childhood. Then it reaches to teenage, but it's never too late. You can even start training the teenage children also in a way to inculcate that happiness and that beauty of worship so that they can get interested in performing their worships. Because this is the basis of human growth, you know, the aim of our creation, that relationship between the servant and the master, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relationship between the creature and the creator. It's very important to realize that, and that is done through worship. In fact, we came in this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the aim of our creation in the first place.
True.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the, you know, the jinn and the mankind but for my worship. And that is, of course, the preliminary of worship is لِيَعْرِفُونَ. To know him, to have the gnosis and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worship is like a connection, a very strong connection between us and the Creator. But you know, there are some things that come on the way, you know, in our lifetimes. And that's like, for example, the devil, the shaitan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, and the nafs ammara especially. And that drives you towards the evil. And that comes in when a child grows up and matures like a teenager. In fact, in a girl, it's at the age of a tender age of 9. She realizes all these things faster. And at that time, we want her to completely start worshipping in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want her to start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an enthusiastic way. Not a way that is that forced to do. And that needs training beforehand, you know. So nothing can be underestimated here. When Allah gives this potential, you know, that means He will actualize that also. So we never want to say that, you know, it's very far-fetched or it's impossible. No, it's very possible a task to train a children in such a tender age of, you know, 6, 7, 8, so that when she becomes 9, she's ready. Or when he becomes a teenager of 15, he is ready to undergo all those worships.
Very true. We're just going to take a quick break and we'll pick up from this shortly.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. And Sister Salma, we were discussing about how to cultivate the love of worship with our teenage children. And you mentioned that, you know, Allah has created us in a way that we are created to worship Him. And at times we get kind of carried away because of our nafs. So please tell us more.
Yes, now we want to look at the solutions, how to make children interested in worship. Because of this question that says, how do I make them interested in worship? If we follow all these solutions, then be sure that your child will be very much interested in worship from a young age. So we want worship to appear as something beautiful for a child, not an obstacle that he has to do. You know, just like how if you go and see the when the meal times are ready and there's a favorite dish of the child and you call out to them, for example, a tea time, that your cookies are ready, your choco chip cookies are ready, how the child will come running in the midst of everything. Well, that is a bit like very, you know, something beautiful for the child. But do we want the same thing to happen when the worship is called out, when Adhan is called out, for example. They run towards, like the Holy Prophet says, that it's the coolness of my eye.
Yeah.
And everybody gets satiated with, for example, food or water or drinks, but I'm the one who never gets satiated with namaz.
So true.
You know? So this is something that we want to, you know, like have a taste, make taste of our children, all these worships. And we will see this, how the Ahlul Bayt, you know, according to the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, that how worship appears beautiful for the child.
True.
And for us as adults also, because it starts with us as adults to give this training, the right training to our children.
And I think because we're talking also about teenagers, I feel like now they've reached that kind of level of understanding. Because it is said that when you get to know somebody and when you get to know, for example, Allah, that's when that love will come into your heart naturally. Allah doesn't want you to just come to the prayer mat and pray. He wants you to want to come to pray.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And so, that's a gradual process, right? So it begins from a childhood. So the first thing we want to mention is, of course, observing the worship of the parents. This is very important for the child. It's the child should see that the parents, how they behave when they are praying, for example. You know, one of the very important channels that human beings receive education through is by their perception, their looking, their, you know, touching, experimenting.
Yeah.
So this happens, you know, this stimulation happens when the child is very young, even in his cradle. When, you know, the parents are praying, they should do it in a way that the children look at them.
True.
Even if they're very small and they still don't want to imitate them, like a crawling child, he can't imitate, he can't even stand, right, to see the mother. But the mother should not say that I want to pray alone. You know, there are some people who want their privacy, but in this way, they should not. In fact, they should do it near their children.
Yeah.
So that the child sees that it, you know, comes in his subconscious mind from first, those pictures. And such beautiful pictures are never erased from the mind.
Yeah, that's very true. I remember when I was a child, my mother would recite, you know, the Quran loudly every time after, you know, Namaz Maghrib, Aisha. And from far, we would just be hearing the Quran recitation and slowly, slowly, we would ourselves go to sit by her, you know, so that we can also benefit. So, yeah, we're going to take another short break and inshallah, we'll be back soon. يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Ya مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
So welcome back to IRIB English Radio, and we have been talking about how to cultivate the love of worship in our children. And Sister Salma, you have been telling us about some of the solutions, one of which was very important is that the child usually looks at the parent when they're, you know, doing things, and therefore if the parent is performing worship or tries to do it near the children, they get more inclined towards it.
That's right. In fact, this is one of the methods of engraving it, like you engrave in the stone. There's this saying that al-ilmu fil sagar kannakshi fil hajar. That means that knowledge, when you're very small, it engraves in your mind, like the way you engrave in a stone. Something. Oh, it doesn't remove quickly. So it's very important. This is the first form of knowledge. We say that the first school is the mother's lap, right?
Yeah.
So for a child, this is a kind of a knowledge to see, to hear. So the way you said Quran being recited loudly with the ears, the child can recognize that this is a beautiful thing.
True.
Especially the way you recite it. Is it hurriedly? Is it thoughtfully? How you find time, how you sit, what is the tone of your voice? Are you peaceful when you are sitting, or are you in a hurry that you want to do two things at a time? So it's good, of course, to recite Quran even whilst you are doing other things like cooking and everything. It's very mustahab. But in a way that the child feels you at a state of relaxation, how you stand up to pray, what do you perform? Do you do it very beautifully? For example, for a mother, the mustahabats, how she recites the azan. In fact, azan and iqama recite loudly has so many benefits. It removes even, the diseases of the people in the house, sicknesses of the people in the house. It gives so much barakat, and it also spiritually, it creates a congregation of angels from zameen to asman, from the earth to the heavens.
Very true.
So all these things, will make a child reflect that before namaz, even there's something that is done like in a way to prepare yourself. It's like a whole project that my mother is standing up and getting excited about doing wuzu with her thought-provokingly and going towards her prayer mat and, laying out her prayer mat instead of just something like a muhor or a sajdaga. All these things are perceived, and this is a kind of a knowledge, and it's very much, it plays a vital role in the interest of the worship of a child in later ages, if it's done in a young age. So, of course, this is as far as a teenager is concerned. So if the mother hasn't been doing all these things, she can start even, that she wants this interest of spirituality in her children, of worshipping and everything. So she should do it in the presence of her children, even if they be teenagers, if she had not started it from when they were very young. So teenage children are more astute in watching than how you do. When you are, when the children are small, somehow the parents take it for granted. Will you be watching or not? Maybe they're just playing. Of course, they're watching all these things. But when it's a teenager or a girl of 8, 9, she watches more with, more attention. So all these things can be started. It's never too late.
In today's age especially, the teenagers are very into their own lives. So to kind of get that attention, and it's a bit difficult sometimes. But I guess...
it's a possible task.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Especially if a father does it for a son who is almost like maybe at the age of reaching puberty, like 15, 14, 15. At that time, their hearts are very soft. And they can quickly, be influenced with the actions of their parents if he's a very good role model for his child.
Very true. Thank you so much for your valuable time. And inshallah, we hope to see you in the next episode. And dear listeners, you have just listened to IRIB English Radio, where we had a discussion on child upbringing. If you want to listen to our programs or get more information, you can log on to parstoday.ir/en under the tab COI, which is Call of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with